the actual descendants of earthly forefathers no longer populate the Ringed Nebula, but live on planets in the region of a cluster of stars referred to as the Seven Sisters or the Pleiades. Meyer was told that, within 20 years, these matters would be cleared up by the descendants of humanity's forefathers themselves, when he becomes mature enough to bear the new explanations and concepts. Until that time, Meyer was told that it was his obligation to gain much more knowledge and wisdom in order to fulfill his very heavy mission. He was informed that he was elected to be a truth teller, like innumerable ones in early times before him. But, in order for him to be prepared for this mission, he would have to become greater in spiritual knowledge than any other earthly human being of his time. Because of this, he was placed under the guardianship of a certain form of life which had to protect him, lead, guide, and educate him since before his birth. This also happened for all former truth tellers that were chosen before their births. This embodies a law of creation that cannot be disobeyed. It is false to believe that truth tellers are called for their missions in certain years of their lives because their way is already destined at their birth and will develop itself accordingly. Such a life is extraordinarily difficult and hard because there is so much to be learned. Prophets are never able to have easy and smooth lives. True truth tellers and prophets only offer words of liberty and knowledge, of love and wisdom in absolute logic. Wrong truth tellers and prophets only bring heresies and illogic which must be continuously developed over time, while actual truth tellers and prophets offer lessons of truth, being eternally the same and never altered. Meyer was told that within 20 years, he would write a great lesson of truth, being transmitted to him from a very high spiritual entity. It will come from the same level as where also the carpenter's son Manuel, whom is erroneously known as Jesus Christ, received his knowledge. It will become the final lesson of the new time, our lesson of truth, knowledge, the clearing up of love, and a lesson of the age of Aquarius. It will be a lesson of absolute truth about many other things and for all coming times. If new forms of life come and want to change it, then they are only of deceptive character and evil lies. Askit explained that it is the obligation of each higher developed form of life to assist underdeveloped forms with help in responsible measure to influence its evolution. This obligation is for all forms of life in all universes because it is in creational law. So, when they come from another universe, this duty requires them, at a certain time, to officially make contact. After many years have passed, Askit said that she would contact Meyer again when she has returned to her universe. They have recognized many matters in our universe in need of change and especially on Earth, which are very dangerous. Mankind has entered an age of knowledge and development that is badly disturbed, especially by religions that influence enslavement, humiliation, and exploitation of humanity. The limitless greed for power is evident in all earthly religions and represents the most dangerous threat for the eventual goal of the world government. All earthly governments are subjected to religious influences that endeavor to unite them under a single world government. These wicked efforts have always resulted in wars and the death of innumerous human lives. Mankind has developed deadly weapons of destruction and will soon venture out into space in manned rocket ships. Earth humans will walk on the moon and speak words of peace and love. But they are only words of deception for the unconquerable greediness for a world government. Humanity has evolved to a high level, but only technologically and in pure materialistic regards. Spiritual evolution has been wickedly prejudiced and forced aside in favor of the worldly and material concerns. That has resulted in many kinds of degeneration and fanaticism. The most evil factors of earthly religions are in the cursing and denial of all reality and truth. Nowhere else do such religions of delusion exist in the universe as they rage on Earth. They become a danger as they slowly and deadly begin to spread. Not only have earthly human beings pushed their world and the whole solar system dangerously close to destruction, but also space-traveling races have excited three of their home worlds with earthly religious delusions, requiring them to be brought under control again by outside forces. Expeditions were sent to Earth to explore the facts concerning religion. All of their nations were educated in the earthy Christian religion, and after thousands of years of living in peace and harmony with all forms of life and themselves, their world changed into the very picture of life on earth. Soon, they murdered each other until they degenerated into an evil worldwide war. Eventually, transgressions against the other two worlds ensued and caused one of them to be destroyed. At last, other space traveling races interfered and ended the deadly dissension which was already being carried into the universe. All religious material was destroyed, Christianity was strictly forbidden, and the old form of living came back again. All visits to Earth were prohibited and regulation was established that, if anything should go wrong with a ship on the Earth, the whole crew had to eliminate itself along with the ship. A great spaceship had malfunctioned over Russia and was unable to leave the Earth's atmosphere. As a consequence, the ship and 4,300 extraterrestrial beings turned to dust in an explosion and damaged the landscape, causing an extensive crater. Many other dangerous events have also occurred. Humanity is now able to destroy his world with atomic explosions and cause very dangerous consequences for the whole solar system. Thousands of years ago, a similar catastrophe occurred when another inhabited planet in this solar system became destroyed by the unreasonableness of the humans living there. The planet blew up into thousands of pieces that have come to be known as the asteroid belt. The name of the planet was Milon, and the explosion forced Mars into a closer orbit to the Sun. A further such event must be prevented, and it is the duty of higher forms of life to prevent it. An atomic destruction of the Earth could damage the whole solar system and expel very dangerous missiles out into space. This could result in the destruction of other solar systems and could lead to a cosmic catastrophe. Even adjoining universes could be damaged because this solar system has giant planets with extremely large gravitational fields. With the destruction of Earth, the whole time and space structure could become distorted and whole universes could fall into a deadly destruction. Askit said that it was their main obligation to prevent this possible occurrence and, together with many other forms of life from other worlds in the universe, to control the Earth by interfering in politics and religion, by coercing leading personalities unconsciously toward lowering their intrigues and political agendas. So, it is unfortunately unavoidable that several leading forces of different states on the Earth will be destroyed by smaller organizations, deposed or even murdered. This succession of leaders will be very long, that will die by assassination. But, they cannot change that. It is not their guilt that this will come to pass, because it is the Earth human beings themselves who are to blame. They do not want anyone to die, but they want peace for all in the universes. Unfortunately, they only have until the autumn of 1974 to prevent the destruction of Earth, and this time is very short. Should the mission fail, then this could result in a universal catastrophe. However, they have very good expectations for success of their mission. Once they have completed their mission, then a short time later Maya's mission will become due, for which there is still more to prepare for. As a truth teller and prophet, Maya will bring to mankind eternal and absolute truth. Askit informed Maya that it was his mission to clear up the real truth for mankind and to offer a way of peace, love, knowledge, and wisdom in truth. His time would be short because of further dangerous affairs that are coming to pass from power, hungry powers. In addition to America, Russia, and China who seek to enslave the world, Jewish Zionists, with the help of the Christian religions, will sharpen their bloody swords to control the earth. Already, they prepare for a first decisive strike to enlarge their country and generate dangerous land, commanding emplacements. However, Askit tells Maya that the time is not right for these matters to appear openly, and that he is ordered to keep silent about it until she gives him permission to speak. The course of evolution must take its normal steps and should not become hampered by a too early release of this knowledge. Earth humans will succumb to their thirst for power, and their own deadly intrigues will be changed for good purposes. Askit said that the series of events will be very long, and that she could only tell about a few dates that will become very important in world affairs. She also explained that Meir would have to keep absolutely silent about these events until she gave him permission to disclose them, because the future events must occur as destined in order to prevent a catastrophe that could destroy the whole universe. She cautioned him that his life will be in danger when he reveals these secret events. Meir was instructed to write down these predictions and keep them hidden until when he is permitted to reveal them. Askit stated that the events of the future have already begun with the poisoned death of Joseph Stalin on March 5, 1953 in Russia. The motive for the poisoning was because of the Zionist, friendly behavior of Stalin, which will result in a Zionist enmity within the next 2 decades. His successor was Nikita Khrushchev, who will be coerced to resign in order to justify a Zionist enmity. During the term in office of Khrushchev, Fitzgerald Kennedy will be elected as the American president and be murdered on November 22, 1963 in Dallas, Texas, by secret order of the American CIA. 5 years later, his brother, Robert Kennedy, will be murdered by the same orders on June 6, 1968 in Los Angeles while running for president. Pope John XXIII will also be murdered by poison in 1962 after only a short time in office, and his successor, Pope Paul VI, will die the same way by cardinal intrigues in cooperation with Zionistic Jewish extremists. King Paul I of Greece will also die of poison on March 6, 1964. His successor will be Konstantinos, who will later be removed by a revolting military regime. In Egypt, a dictator named Abdelghoum Nasser will also die of poison in the mid-1970s along with his friend, Emir from Kuwait in 1965. And King Faisal of Saudi Arabia will be shot to death in 1975 by a relative. Different religions play into one another. Askit said that they have not come to interfere in the religious or political concerns of Earth, make close contact with humanity, or help with mankind's evolution. They are only here to fulfill their mission of preventing a catastrophe and preparing Meir for his heavy mission of spreading these truths. In matters concerning human evolution, other forms of life from our own universe can help. They have controlled Earth's borders for thousands of years against evil space traveling races that would use religion and its illusions to win control over mankind. Askit tells Meir that she noticed his thoughts in the Great Pyramid regarding his doubts concerning the heresies of religion. She knew that he thoughts Fath had lied about Manuel, alias Jesus Christ, because the artifacts in the pyramid caused him confusion. She said that Fath had spoken the truth and that the Christian religion is a wicked and enslaving piece of work by Earth humans who were promised riches and power by an extraterrestrial race if they agreed to teach their religious lessons to others. This race desires to obtain overall command over all of mankind through different religious beliefs. To protect their spaceship, they built the underground hall below the pyramid where their ship has been stored for thousands of years. From there, they command everything religiously suited for the enslavement of man. In order to validate their claims, they produced the artifacts in the pyramid. They are false replicas. The true artifacts of Jmanuel, as well as the cross, have long since fallen to dust. The imitations appear to be very real, and even experts are unable to tell that they are false. The guards belong to a secret group that will kill anyone who strays in there. Their technical abilities are very small, since they were able to pass invisibly without notice. The purpose of the falsified Christian artifacts is so that humans can become influenced by hallucinations to believe that the experience is true. The images of spaceships can also be projected as reality. The whole purpose of this wicked deception is to cause a stir in humans to believe in Christianity and commit different deceitful manipulations as proof of their beliefs in benevolent extraterrestrial beings. To make these deceptive affirmations appear more believable, they will even give the appearance of extraterrestrial beings that are interested in the earthly Christian religion. The first threatening steps in the direction of making religion acceptable have already occurred. It will appear that extraterrestrials would find great salvation on the Earth and would carry it out into the cosmos. They will express gratitude to humanity for this and recognize God's Son, Jesus Christ, for their Redeemer and Master of the universe. Humanity must become aware of this conspiracy because it only serves to enslave mankind by those who maintain their station in Jizya. If humanity continues to work for their desires and demands, then soon they will appear once more in public to force mankind to commit murder, punishment, and barbary under their control. This will enable the evil creatures, as in earlier times, to once more appear as angels and gods. If this does not work, they will try to reach their goal by barbarous cruelties and a worldwide war. 2/3 of mankind would become eradicated by this and die a horrible death. Humanity must prepare itself for this in order to prevent these events from occurring while the possibility still exists. Human beings must look very carefully at these things, as a worldwide destructive war menaces to bring the final defeat and slavery upon the earth, ruled and managed by wicked extraterrestrial creatures. Once the menacing catastrophe has been eliminated and the evil removed, then Maya will be able to reveal the truth. The last sign of the elimination of the catastrophe will be the murdering of the King of Saudi Arabia in 1975. Because of this, they only have until the autumn of 1974 to end the danger of a universal catastrophe. The fight will be very extensive with heavier losses because the evil-minded creatures will institute intrigues that push the human beings of Earth into fanatical religions and many new religious sects will be started. Ufology groups, which should actually reveal the truth, will gain worldwide importance and be used to spread disinformation for wicked extraterrestrial intelligences in 1975. A sausage seller in California that pretends to be a contactee will become the most important person in ufology and the most important organization will originate in Germany. Many of its members will pretend to have extraterrestrial contact and they will produce a magazine that will influence the world religiously for the next 2 decades. Mayer is told that, when the time is right, it will be his difficult mission to convince these people of the truth. But first, Mayer must learn very much more in order to recognize the truth and acknowledge it. He is told that his life will be very difficult with great deprivations and he will wish for an early death. But, he must not give up because his mission is of worldwide importance which has ramifications far into deep space. He will receive much help, including travels into the past and future with their technology to see the truth about many things of great importance. Among his travels, he will be taken to the year 32 so that he can see for himself how the New Testament has been wickedly falsified, not only by human beings, but also by evil-minded extraterrestrials who seek to rule from the Great Pyramid of Giza. He will learn the truth about Emmanuel, who has wrongly been called Jesus Christ. Later, it will be Maya's mission to reveal these truths to the world. Next is, Explanation of Time with Arskit and Another Man. Maya became visibly shaken by Arskit's explanations, which seemed monstrous to him. At Maya's request, he and Arskit exited the ship and strolled through the Jordanian mountains so that he could clear his head in the cool night air. After about 2 hours of walking, they noticed a campfire. Suddenly, a man jumped toward them with a gun in his hand. Arskit calmed the man, first in English and then in German. He was about 55 years old and had been a Russian state member who now traveled alone throughout the world for many years. He became startled by their sudden appearance and believed that he was being attacked by dark forces. He invited them to sit with him in his camp and offered tea and food. After eating, Maya and Arskit turned to leave and the man pleaded with them to stay and talk more. Arskit assured him that they would meet him again on the 7th of February at the same place and time. They returned to their ship and fell fast asleep. Arskit's explanation of February 4, 1953. The next morning, they ate breakfast together and went outside to clean themselves with water. Then, they returned to the ship where Arskit explained many more things to Maya until the sun went down. She said that the whole existence of all universes, world bodies, and forms of life can be represented in a perfect mathematical formula that works faultlessly to provide life and death for all. This important mathematical formula consists of numbers 3, 7, and 12. These numbers always appear as the result of an equation, which is a perfect circle with many interims of a multiplication of 7 times 7. Asket said that she was not permitted to reveal this formula because this would go against the laws of the ancient, eternal itself. Mankind must solve these riddles for themselves. If humanity were to receive this knowledge too early in their development, then an unpreventable catastrophe would result. This menace now faces the Earth because of unscrupulous and evil extraterrestrial entities that have transferred information to some scientists, which they are still unable to bear. They disclosed knowledge about the foundation of life, the atom, which resulted in the atomic bomb being created. This resulted in a repeat of the events of Sodom and Gomorrah on August 6, 1945, which injured all of nature and disturbed weather conditions. Humanity, along with the fauna and flora of Earth, will suffer wicked mutations and metamorphosis. Although they are aware of these consequences, the scientists create new atomic bombs for examination purposes that bring the Earth toward even larger dangers. However, neither Asket nor any other extraterrestrial entity are allowed to interfere. Humanity is at a level of development in which this knowledge must be prohibited in order to prevent the madness and delusion of power, hungry, selfish, and autocratic individuals from causing further damage and destruction. Humanity may only be helped when it leaves its ways of destruction and finally frees itself from the delusions of religion and its enslaving powers. A complete change in the way of thinking of mankind is necessary in order to observe the laws of creation. Humanity cannot receive the consciousness of very important matters until the danger of catastrophe has ended. Then, it must learn the truth about creation, the spirit, and eternity. Meir is told that this is a very long and hard lesson that he, as a prophet, must announce to the world. In less than 2 decades, he will be given permission to speak the truth and his very difficult mission will then begin. Fortunately, he will have friends and an interested group that will assist him. Other groups will be of only limited help because the evil entities in the Pyramid of Gizeh, known as Bafath, are in great numbers and seek to promote their influence everywhere. They do not shrink from any intrigues or infamous pieces of work. When the time is right, Meir will meet with the leaders of the group in Germany, but in less than 10 years, he will need to break contact with them because his life will be in danger and he will not resume contact again for another decade when ordered to do so. Then, his presence will be known, his proof will have been seen, and his reputation established. The wicked entities will tell lies about him in an attempt to destroy his reputation. But, reasonable and intelligent human beings will see the truth in what he has to offer. It was late at night when Asket finished with her explanations. The two of them said goodbye to one another with the understanding that Asket would return for Meir again on the 7th of February. Then, Meir left Asket's ship and returned to the ship that had brought him here 2 days before. Just as before, the ship raised high into the sky and returned him to the exact spot from where he had been taken. He was only a few steps away from the ship when it slowly lifted and then shot up into the night sky and disappeared. Next is, travel with Asket and Jitchi to meet Jechali in the 13th century. Explanation of 2, 4, 53 of a ride to the Dead Sea. In the early evening of February 7, 1956, Meir returned to the agreed upon location. Soon, a dark object landed in a field near him. Asket appeared and called to him. Together, they entered the craft, sat down in the comfortable chairs, and let the ship take them rapidly into the sky without any feeling of movement. No words were spoken as Asket controlled the ship and returned them to the same spot as before in the Jordanian mountains. They exited the craft and wandered, hand in hand, through the wilderness. When they reached a large flat rock, they sat down and Asket began to speak. Asket's explanation of 2, 7, 53 at the Dead Sea. Meir was told that he would now learn about many things that will be useful to him and to many others at a later time in their search for the truth. Because he is to take on an important role as a speaker of facts, it has been decided that Meir will travel back into different epochs of time, to examine the true events and realize how history has rarely been reported accurately. But first, Askit provides many more explanations. She says that his lessons of life are not finished yet. The next 20 years will be even more difficult and he will experience an enormously hard fate in order for him to accomplish his mission. Within the next few years, he will enter into war services outside of his homeland in order to learn the ways of a fighting human being. Maya is told that he will indulge in different vices. He will experience heavy physical and mental pain. He will live in hell from the persecution of others and learn to conceive of heaven. Within 10 years, a big change will suddenly take hold of his body and he will live a different life. This is in reference to the loss of Maya TMS left arm. Maya is advised to prepare himself to meet these coming events with clear vision. It is believed that Maya is strong enough within himself to endure everything. However, Askit does not wish to tell the exact date in which he will lose his left arm, but that it will occur between the 1st and 5th of August in 1965. This is destiny and it cannot be altered. Askit says that, shortly before the loss of his arm, he will take on the name of Billy and carry this name for another 10 years, which will bring upon him much grief from other people. Maya's own family will hate and not understand him, which will enable him to learn the last secrets of human beings and their psyche. The name of Billy will be known worldwide and become a menace to drown him in misery. At the end of 10 years, peace will slowly, but surely, come to him as he begins to perform his essential mission. 8 months after his accident, Maya will marry, under difficult circumstances, a 17-year-old woman that he will meet at Christmas time in 1965. He will be forced to elope in Corinthos, Greece because of extraordinarily bad intrigues and confusion. Within the next 10 years of marriage, he will have 3 children. The girl will be named Gilgameshaw and the 2 boys, Atlantis and Matthew Salem. The births of his children will provide Maya with no peace as his difficult lessons will not end until the year of 1975. Until then, he must endure everything without any further help from anyone. Then, in 1975, another extraterrestrial entity will contact him and he will be required to begin his mission with all possible means of truth and righteousness. During this time, Maya is to come into contact with the greatest evil of the organization of Europe. But, many within the group will be religiously prejudiced against the spread of the real truth. They will not acknowledge him for being a prophet, not allow him to appear at their conferences, and will hamper his efforts. After that, Maya will go his own way and will seek a publisher to disperse the truth with the help of his friends and group of supporters. His efforts will become very difficult against the unreasonableness of ufology groups that are established in religious beliefs. He will be hated around the world and be at risk for his life. Askit tells him that he will need to work fast and he is informed of the exact date and time of his death, which cannot be prolonged. After Maya has made contact with the German Ufology Center under the name of Billy, the group will lead its first strike against him in the second half of 1975. Many deceivers will say that he should not accuse them of deceit and will wrongfully say that he accuses all contactees of deceit. But eventually, the truth will become known. At present, 2.7 million people on Earth have seen UFOs. Among these, only 3,104 have had direct contact with extraterrestrial beings and few of those have disclosed it. Maya is told to give up the name Phantom, which was given to him in Persia and re-establish himself under his given name of Edward, which means Guardian of the Treasure. He will become the Guardian of the Treasure of Truth, Knowledge, Wisdom, and Love and Peace as well as the Guardian of True Spiritual Lessons. This will represent the largest treasure for mankind. Askit says that in 1964, Maya will write down the words of their conversations with her assistance. All spoken words and thoughts are stored in her subconscious and their technology enables her impressions of the spoken words to be recalled, word for word, centuries later. Askit assures Maya that when they undertake their travels into the past and future, she will always be near in order to notice everything and store it in her subconscious. Since they will encounter others who speak different languages, Mayo will have a small device attached to his belt that enables him to understand any spoken language and for others to understand what he says to them. Explanation of travel to the 13th century with Jitchi. Now, Askit was becoming tired. They walked back to her ship and lay down on the couches to sleep. Early the next morning they were startled awake by the sound of a gun being fired.